Getting things done, like your schoolwork, or cleaning your room, or practicing the piano is a lot of fun. When you get things done or complete something, it gives you this wonderful feeling. It's like a tingling sensation, which lets you know that you've done a good job and you deserve to feel good and be proud of yourself. Sometimes people struggle to get things done. That is, they make it very hard on themselves. They may take a whole day to do something that really only takes 10 minutes. Have you ever done this? Have you ever put off cleaning your room, and then you spent more time thinking about how you did not want to do it rather than just doing it? That happens to big people a lot. Sometimes they forget that you can get it done and still have fun. Everything you do should be fun. It's up to you to make it that way. Sometimes Spokes forgets to get things done. He did today. You see, Tommy and Lisa asked Spokes to be in charge of their Kool-Aid stand during the afternoon. Tommy is at his piano lesson, and Lisa is playing in a volleyball game. Spokes is supposed to be selling Kool-Aid at the stand. It's late afternoon, around 4 o'clock, and Tommy and Lisa are walking home. They see Jim and Sally selling Kool-Aid. Jim and Sally look like they're having a lot of fun. Well, thought Tommy and Lisa, maybe Spokes already sold all the Kool-Aid.
Well, what probably happened is Spokes sold out, or he just made a lot of money, and the Kool-Aid's just gone.
Yeah, good old Spokes, he always does well. Oh boy, let's go see how much money we have. I hope we have enough to go to the movies this weekend.
Tommy and Lisa walked in the room and found Spokes sound asleep.
Good old Spokes. He put in such a long day's work that he just snoozed away.
Yeah, let him sleep.
No, I can't. I'm too excited. Let's find out. Hey, look around the room. There's the Kool-Aid stand. There's the sugar. There's the Kool-Aid. What's the Kool-Aid doing here?
Hey, would you guys please quiet down out there? I'm trying to get some rest.
Why is all this Kool-Aid still here? Could it be that...
I don't believe it. No, it couldn't be.
Spokes, didn't you go out and sell the Kool-Aid? Didn't you put up the stand?
Spokes, wake up. Did you put up that Kool-Aid stand today?
I sure did.
Where?
I must have been dreaming. What time is this?
Spokes, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Didn't you even put up the Kool-Aid stand today?
Oh, dear. I was so sleepy. I must have fallen asleep.
Oh, Noah's right. I mean, all this time we took planning, and now it's too late to put it up. Jim and Sally have done really well out there, and we didn't sell anything. All because you fell asleep. What did you do, anyway?
Well, I really, really was very busy.
Yeah, like what? Let's hear this. You didn't put up our Kool-Aid stand.
Well, I got up bright and early, and you know what I did? I made a special breakfast. Boy, it was good. I put graham cracker cookies in milk. Tasted real good. And then I realized it was Saturday. And you know what day that is, don't you?
Yeah, so what'd you do?
So I watched cartoons.
When you were supposed to be putting up our Kool-Aid stand.
Well, I realized that, so I turned off the TV. Then I remembered I had a new record, and I put it on the record player, and I started dancing around. I started to get really, really sleepy, so I figured, well, there's no harm in taking a 10-minute nap. It will give me more energy when I go set up the stand, and I guess right now is when I woke up.
You did that on purpose. You just did that on purpose because you never wanted to put up that Kool-Aid stand, did you?
Yes, I did. If I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it.
When? Next year? Boy, that does us a lot of good.
Lisa, Tommy, and Spokes were very unhappy. Tommy and Lisa sat on the floor, and Spokes was still very sleepy.
You guys are always picking on me.
Well, Spokes, we made an agreement.
Yeah, well, let's just decide what we're going to do for tomorrow. Now, let's set up the stand tomorrow and do everything right. Now, are you with the Spokes or not?
I sure am.
Are you going to do it right?
I'm going to do it right.
All right.
Right the second time.
So, let's just start tomorrow and we'll put up the Kool-Aid stand together.
Actually, Tommy, Lisa, and Spokes did not plan very much. Spokes went back to sleep, and Tommy had some other things to do, and Lisa had a girlfriend to play with. The next day, they put up their Kool-Aid stand. Lisa and Tommy went into the house to get some more cups, so Spokes was in charge of the Kool-Aid stand.
Oh, boy, this sure is fun. The sun is out, there's a nice breeze, and I get to run the stand by myself to prove that I really can do a good job. Hey, you know something? It's really getting warm. I think I'll have another glass.
Spokes drank some Kool-Aid, and then more, and then some more.
I'm still a little thirsty. I guess I'll drink just a little bit more, so I won't be dipping into it too much.
Spokes kept drinking the Kool-Aid. It was a very hot day, and he was very thirsty. He drank the orange Kool-Aid until it was all gone, and then he drank all the green Kool-Aid, and then he drank all the cherry Kool-Aid until there wasn't any Kool-Aid left. Tommy and Lisa came out and saw that all the Kool-Aid was gone. Tommy went up to Spokes and put his arm around him.
Congratulations, Spokes. I knew you were a top salesperson. I knew you could sell anything.
Spokes, you're great.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Tommy. Hey, where's all the money I made from the Kool-Aid?
Spokes, you didn't lose it, did you?
Oh, dear. As you can see, I'm sold out. There's no Kool-Aid in here.
Spokes, did you drink that Kool-Aid? Oh, no, you didn't. Spokes, tell us you didn't. Did you drink that Kool-Aid?
Well, you gotta remember, it was very, very hot, and there was no one out here to talk to.
Oh, no, that doesn't. I'm not going into any more business with you.
Me either, and you can just clean up this mess all by yourself.
Hey, wait a minute. You guys give me another chance.
We lost money instead of making money.
Give you another chance. That was your last chance, buddy.
Lisa and Tommy went back to their room. Spokes walked behind them, carrying the cups and the empty Kool-Aid containers.
Oh, dear. I worked so hard today. Out there for a couple of hours, I couldn't help it if I got thirsty. What was I supposed to do?
The friendly mayor just shook his head and laughed.
Oh, I think there are a number of things that we should look at together.
Like what, friendly mayor? You get thirsty, you gotta drink.
Well, first, folks, let's start out with the other day when you didn't even set up the Kool-Aid stand. It seems to me you put it off. What were some of the things you did that kept you from putting up the stand?
Well, when I woke up on Saturday, I made a special breakfast. Isn't breakfast important for you every day?
It is important if you believe it's important. What else did you do?
Well, then as you know, it was Saturday, and I never miss cartoons. I had to watch them.
So you watched television?
Yes, I did. And then I put on a new record and tried to learn a new dance, and I started to get sleepy. I figured maybe I'd sleep for a couple of minutes and get in shape again, and then set up the Kool-Aid stand. I wanted to be bright and alert for selling.
I can tell you one thing. He's certainly not bright.
Yeah, he's not alert either.
Well, unfortunately, instead of sleeping a couple of minutes, I slept a couple of hours. And when Tommy and Lisa got home, it was already 4 p.m. I hadn't sold any Kool-Aid. I hadn't even built the stand.
Folks, it seems to me that you're just putting things off. You did some of the things people do when they want to avoid the situation.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Well, let's look at what you did first. First of all, when people want to avoid something, one thing they do is eat.
Well, I am a little chubby, aren't I?
Eating can replace doing what you actually mean to do. Another thing people do to avoid things is watch television.
But I always watch cartoons. I never miss them.
Well, I understand that, but sometimes we can use television as an excuse for avoiding what we should be doing. Or we can listen to the radio, play with our toys, do exercises. We can even go to sleep. That way, we can avoid everything. We can even avoid thinking about it.
Oh, dear. I really did want to go out there and make some money selling Kool-Aid.
I know, but you put everything in your way. You didn't get the job done. You avoided the situation.
Well, I went to work today, didn't I?
Yes, you did. But once again, you avoided the situation. It seems to me that you have a habit of putting things off and not getting them done. Is that true?
Well, that's what everybody tells me anyway.
How about you, Lisa?
I'm not like Spokes.
Tommy?
Me either.
Well, Lisa and Tommy, it seems to me that I remember that you, Lisa, avoided some homework the other night, and Tommy, you wouldn't practice the piano.
Yeah, I guess once in a while I do avoid things, but I don't mess up as often as Spokes does.
Yes, you do.
It really doesn't matter who is worse. We're just talking about whether or not you avoid things.
Well, yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah, me too, sometimes.
How about you, Spokes?
Well, every once in a while, but not as often as Tommy and Lisa.
Well, let's list some of the things that you haven't finished around the house or around the room or anything you need to get finished this next week. Spokes, what are a couple of things you need to finish?
Well, first of all, I could straighten out my drawer.
Okay, that's one.
It's getting real messy in there, and the other day Tommy and I were supposed to clean out the garage together, but we didn't, so I guess we can do that.
What about you, Tommy?
Well, I guess I can finish my science project. I have it halfway done, but I never finished it. Also, I've been collecting some baseball cards, and I always meant to finish the collection. I've got about 5 cards to go, and I'd really like to finish that.
That's great, Tommy. What about you, Lisa?
Well, I'd like to... Well, let me see. Oh, actually, I'd like to finish fixing up my room. I mean, I've been arranging things, and I have half my toys in the closet and half on the floor, and I would like to arrange that. Well, that's one thing I haven't done in a while. Oh, also, I haven't finished learning how to cook these new muffins I want to make.
I know how to cook muffins.
Well, I'm not going to learn from you, Spokes.
Now, how about this? Each of you get some slips of paper and write down all the things that you'd like to finish in the next week. Then put your slips into a paper bag.
Okay, I sure will.
Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa each got a paper bag. You can do this, too. Get a paper bag and write down the things you would like to do on some slips of paper. Then put the slips of paper into your bag.
Now shake up your bags and pull out a slip of paper. Read what it says. Folks, what does yours say?
Well, the first thing it says is to clean out my drawers.
So that's something to do today, right?
Well, I guess so, since I didn't sell very much Kool-Aid at all. And it's still early.
What about you, Tommy?
Well, mine says I should finish that science project. I guess I can.
And you, Lisa?
Well, mine says I should learn how to make those muffins.
That's real good. Now, each of you have chosen something, but here comes the most important part. You want to get the job done, but with what?
Money!
How about fun?
That's right. You want to have fun, get the job done, and still have a good time while doing it.
That sounds like a good idea. And we could do all that this week, because that'll help us complete things and get our job
done. What about our Kool-Aid stand?
Yeah, what are we going to do about that? Something didn't work there.
Yes, that's right. Let's look at the second day of the Kool-Aid stand. The second day you needed to make a commitment.
A commitment? What's a commitment?
A commitment means taking responsibility for doing what you set out to do. It means a commitment to each other. Spokes, you need to make a commitment to Lisa and Tommy. Lisa, you need to make a commitment to Tommy and Spokes. And Tommy, you need to make a commitment to Spokes and Lisa.
Sounds kind of confusing to me.
It also means that if you're going to do something together, you're responsible for the other people. You're responsible to them and for them to help them get the job done.
So, in a way, you mean that while I was watching the Kool-Aid stand, I should not have drunk all the Kool-Aid because we were going to split the money three ways.
That's part of your commitment. And that raises another question, folks. It's also part of setting goals. What was your goal in having the Kool-Aid stand?
Wait a second. What's a goal?
A goal is something that you want to happen. It's the result of having the Kool-Aid stand. What was your goal?
Well, our goal was to make enough money so we could go to the movies.
So your goal was to earn enough money for the movies.
That's right.
All right. First, you must decide that you're willing to do it and that you're going to get it done. Don't put it off. Is that right?
That's right.
Get it done and still have fun is the first thing. Secondly, you have to make a commitment to yourself and to each other. One for all and all for one. And a third thing was to identify your goals. You want to earn enough money for the movies, right?
Right.
Okay. If you work together as a team, you can make your goals happen. What can you do the next time you set up your Kool-Aid stand?
I think the next time it will be a good idea if we sat down and discussed our goals together. Then we'll all have the same goals in mind and we'll all know exactly what we want.
Yeah, we never really talked about what we wanted. We just kind of did it. And I guess next time it'd be good if we have a commitment to each other and know exactly what we want to do and exactly what we want.
Sounds like a good idea. And what else, folks? What about putting things off?
Well, I think it would be very, very important to remember if I say I'm going to do something, then that's what I'd better do, instead of doing all these other things, like listening to records and watching TV, right?
Yeah.
Sounds good. And when you do it, what can you do instead of making it just work?
We can make it fun.
Yeah, you we can bet. Make it play.
We can make it more enjoyable.
Yeah, and that way if work is as much fun as everything else, then I won't want to watch TV when I should be working. Does that make sense?
You mean it can be fun making money, not just work?
Sure it can. Everything you do can be fun. If you do these things, first you decide you're going to get the job done and actually do it instead of putting it off. Secondly, make a commitment to yourself and to the other people you work with. And finally, set your goals. And you decide exactly what you want and how you're going to get it.
Spokes Tommy and Lisa decided that the next day they would set up their Kool-Aid stand. They spent some time getting everything done. They decided on their goals, and do you know what happened? Why, they had a wonderful day. They had fun, and they earned enough money to go to the movies. Get it done and still have fun. When you have something to do, something that needs to be done, there is only one thing to do. Just do it. Don't waste your time thinking about it, or wishing that you did not have to do it, or hoping that it will disappear when you wake up in the morning, because of course it won't, you know. Just decide that whatever you do can be fun and do it. When you get things done, it's important to remember about commitment. Make a commitment to yourself. You must decide that you are important enough to have a life in which you take responsibility and complete things. Are you important? Of course you are. You are very important. So make a commitment to yourself that you are important enough to take responsibility and complete things. Making a commitment is fun when you have goals. Goals are what you want to achieve. Goals help you to move in the right direction. If you walked out of your room and did not have a goal, why, you might walk anywhere. But if you walk out of your room and decide that you are going to the kitchen, then you will take the quickest and easiest path to the kitchen. A goal is like this. It helps give you a map of how you can get to where you want to go. If you do not know where you want to go, you might get lost and end up in the land of wishing and hoping, where nobody has any goals, commitment, or purpose. And all they do is walk around and mumble, "I wish I had this, I wish I had that." So think about your goals. Make a commitment to yourself and others and complete your work. Remember, get it done and still have fun. Now, Friendly Mirror, can you tell us what we need to remember?
Sure. Now, Spokes, Tommy, Lisa, and boys and girls, take out your growth cards and read the friendly lessons with us. First, let's start with our special words.
Our first special word is done.
That's right. And our friendly lesson is, I can get things done and still have fun. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. I can get things done and still have fun. Now I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
I can get things done and still have fun.
Once again,
I can get things done and still have fun.
That's great.
Now our second special word is commitment.
Our friendly lesson is, when I make a commitment, I feel better and I work better. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. When I make a commitment, I feel better and I work better. Now I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
When I make a commitment, I feel better and I work better.
Okay, gang, one more time. When I make a commitment, I feel better and I work better.
Now our third special word is goals.
And our friendly lesson is, when I set goals, I accomplish more. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. When I set goals, I accomplish more. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
When I set goals, I accomplish more.
One more time. When I set goals, I accomplish more.
Very good. Now you too, boys and girls, can create your own world. And we all want you to have a happy day.
Yeah! Happy day!